gift of a higher power within you. As you experience that, you will realize that you are connected, to a higher source of energy. And as a result, you have great potential and beauty inside of you. It's so beautiful to be able to do that connection and to be able to experience it. And that's why this inventory process is so beautiful, because it teaches us in the fifth step to trust this higher power, to trust our faith, to trust our belief. What is life? Life is simply a beautiful concept of belief. And the more powerful our belief process is, the more powerful we are. And if we give ourselves permission to go inside and experience this, then we experience that uniqueness and that spirit that makes us who we are. The step also tells us to take our inventory and to share it with ourselves. What a beautiful and special experience. Each of us has to learn deep down inside the importance of looking at ourselves and sharing our inventory with our own person. You know, it's so beautiful to be able to read your own history, to be able to acknowledge it, and to be able to embrace it, and to be able to look at yourself and say, this is me. This is who I am. This is the gift of me. So many of us never take the time to look at ourselves. We never take the time to experience who we are. We never take the time to meet ourselves, to build a relationship with ourselves. We never take the time to learn to love ourselves. We are so busy looking for it in other people. In the fifth step, I take the time to begin to trust myself. So many of us do not trust ourselves. We have to learn how to do it. I must now begin to trust my talents, my integrity. I must now begin to trust my potential, my personhood. And as I learn to build a very special sense of trust, I am now willing to share what's inside of me with myself. And no longer do I look at all this stuff inside of me as something terrible, as something that hurts, but I look at it as something I can learn more about myself, so I can grow, so I can experience the gift of who I am. This whole concept of recovery is so beautiful, and it's so special, and it makes so much sense. Each of us must give ourselves permission to be able to look and own and express and be part of our history. You know, the one thing the inventory process has taught me, and I am extremely grateful for it today, it has taught me not to run away from who I am, but to be able to look at myself and say, this is me. Hi, how are you? Glad to meet you. You know, there's an old saying that we have to live with each other every day, so we might as well fall in love with each other, with ourselves. And that's a beautiful part of what life is. It's extremely important to begin to understand how special it is to love yourself, how special it is to build a relationship with yourself. And if anyone else has to know you, it's so important that you know you. And so take the time to read your inventory. Take the time to look at it. Take the time to nurture it, just to savor it, to begin to experience it. Take the time to just let it sink in and let you begin to realize how each phase, each concept of your life, each direction brings you to where you are today. People are always telling me, don't you wish you could go back and start all over again? And my answer is real simple. No, I don't want to go back. I like where I am today. I like my life. I like the gift of myself in the present moment. I do not want to go back except to be able to review, talk about my history, and be able to share it. You see, today I can go back now and I can tell people who I am. I can tell people what I'm all about. I can tell people what life means to me. I can share with people my beliefs. I can share my patterns. I can share every concept, every aspect of my life, because I am comfortable with it today. Because today I believe in me. And that process is still growing. And I hope and pray that someday that potential and that process inside of me will become even stronger. And my prayer is,